Hi, this is Louisa Tanner-Munson, having a nice hot bath after a long walk around Devon today. And it got me thinking about nature and the cycles of life as I was foraging for fruit and enjoying seeing wild animals and spending time with the family and stuff. And it's been a really, really lovely day. And of course, we're leading up to the full moon today. And the full moon is occurring in the early hours of tomorrow morning. And it is a full moon in Pisces. Oh, I'm sorry, Pisces. For those of you with a strong experience of Pisces, then you'll understand the Pisces reference. So I thought I'd have a quick look and just let you know what's going on. Apologies that I haven't posted very much recently. I've just been very busy. So let's have a look at this chart. So what I see is that we've got a grand water trine formed by the moon at 16 degrees 19 in Pisces, trining with, hang on a second, let's have a look, trining with, oh, where's it gone? It's been a long, long day. Trining with Juno at 16, 27 in Cancer, and also trining nicely with Vesta, Ceres and Saturn in Scorpio. And of course, the moon is opposite the sun as well. So what that actually creates is a kite formation, with the sun creating a real catalyzing effect in 16 degrees 19 Virgo. So what we've got really essentially is a whole bunch of healing energy, a grand water trine. So we've got healing energy. The moon is also conjunct Chiron at 15 degrees 21, Pisces. So the moon conjunct Chiron is very much about healing. It's about letting go of past pain and past patterns. It's about becoming aware and finding the awareness within us to move on and create new magic for ourselves. The fact that the moon is in a grand water trine with Juno in Cancer shows that there's a real longing for and ability to connect with unconditional love, especially in a family way. And it's also promising for us to really investigate our feelings about authority and parenting as represented by the stellium in Scorpio, which is also in the trine. So we've got Ceres, which is about nurturing and parenting and standing strong in a very feminine way. That's conjunct Vesta, which is about finding the purity of purpose, that pure fire that's burning inside us. It's a very strong goddess energy. Saturn, which again is very much about parenting and finding authority. And then Mars is offset, but Mars is still part of the stellium. At 26 degrees Scorpio, that is very much giving some energy towards it. So there's this grand healing water trine where the moon, Juno, Ceres, Vesta, Saturn and Mars is nearby. Chiron's obviously in the act. Neptune's kind of in the act by default because it's creating a stellium in Pisces with Chiron on the moon. So we've got these great big outer planetary energies in this grand water trine showing an opportunity for us to transcend our patterns, to learn unconditional love and to rethink the way we parent and nurture ourselves. It's almost urging us to become our own parents. But then we've got the offsetting energy, which is the sun opposing the moon, but in a sextile position with Juno and also Ceres, Vesta and Saturn. And what that does effectively is catalyse all that grand water healing trine energy into action. And that's actually one of the things we've really needed a lot of, because with the energies of the grand water trine that's been occurring this year, we haven't always had the catalysing energies getting in there. We've also got Pluto in Capricorn, which is also trine the sun, which is giving us stability to transform alongside with this pattern. So a lot going on. Then we've also got Jupiter and Uranus in a really nice trine. And Uranus, at the time of the full moon in GMT, Uranus is conjunct the midheaven. So we've got Aries, an Aries midheaven with Uranus right at the top, which is promising that our success and our outward self is about to get spontaneous. We're encouraged to really break free, and it's a little bit like the card, the Fool in the tarot deck. It's about really becoming innocent to life, becoming really free and uncharted in the way we respond. So it's asking us to play up and be creative and be really quite resourceful and wonderful. Now, the reason why I've sort of pulled on this energy is also because you may be aware, but we've got a finger of yod formation in the chart as well, and that's caused by the sun at 16 degrees Virgo, Vesta 16 degrees Scorpio, and it's making a really strong kite formation to Uranus. And sorry, not kite, the finger of yod. And the finger of yod really shows the finger of fate, the direction that the chart is heading in. So from letting go and releasing our issues and any kind of projections and pain, what we can do is find the spontaneity, and that is what we're being asked to do. We're being asked to be spontaneous. And with the Aries midheaven as well, the spontaneity and the freedom is very much about rebellion. I wouldn't necessarily advise it, you know, as yourself, but you may be aware that around the world at the moment there are actions of rebellion all over. People are arising, awakening, and becoming very real all of a sudden. It's like they're being woken out of a dream. And I guess the dream is represented a little bit by the Grand Water Trine. So it's about processing your dream and waking up. So anyway, I hope that's useful. See what how it fits in with your own charts and your own themes if you know anything about your astrology. If not, then give me a buzz. It's louisatanatmunson@gmail.com. For anyone who has anything mid-Pisces, mid-Cancer, mid-Scorpio, then this is a big one for you. Also, Virgo's born around this week. This is a big one for you. The full moon in Pisces, in Pisces, make it work for you. There's your energy update, and I hope it's of use. Take care.